News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a serial entrepreneur and renowned brain researcher. He's the author of two New York Times best-selling books and has appeared on many TV shows, including Larry King, Anderson Cooper, and The Ellen DeGeneres Show. In the blockbuster movie The Secret, he taught us the power of visualizing. Welcome to the show, CEO and founder of NeuroGym, John Assaroff. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
John, great to have you on the show.
Hey, David. Great to be on.
You know, I'm a longtime fan of your work. And, you know, most people know about going to the gym to lose weight, reduce blood pressure, promote a healthy heart. Share with the listeners, what is NeuroGym?
Well, one of the things that we realized many years ago is that not only do we need to exercise our body and to get that in shape, but all the latest research is pointing to the fact that we can exercise our brain. And so in order to help people really maximize the use of their brain and utilize its genius and power, I developed a company called NeuroGym to help people master the mental and emotional obstacles that hold them back from achieving all of their goals and dreams.
So give us an idea. So basically it's a way to just kind of build the strength of the mind to achieve what? What is the goal for NeuroGym?
Well, yeah, we know that the brain has got a variety of different functionalities to it. But let's take a look at focus. We know that when people are focusing on what it is that they don't want or the results that they're getting that they don't want, they're actually activating a part of their brain called the right prefrontal cortex, which is what we call the Frankenstein brain that will come up with all the reasons why you can't achieve something, why you shouldn't achieve something, why it may be better for you just to stay stuck where you're at. And we also know that when you switch over to what we call the Einstein part of the brain, you can actually teach yourself how to activate the executive functioning part of your brain, which will show you exactly how you can achieve something. What happens to most people is they become locked in a cycle of repetitiveness, in most cases, of what they don't want, to the negativity, which causes them to do what? Achieve the exact same results over and over again. And it's simply understanding that each part of your brain does a certain thing for you, and you can learn how to activate it at will.
Right. That's great. So I know there's a profound statement you made that really helped me get through some of my struggles. You said, failures are merely an opportunity to learn from an error in judgment or timing. Why do so many people beat themselves up when they're not getting it right the first time?
Well, because we have a part of our brain that is always looking to avoid failure. And that's mostly because of what we learned at childhood. And most successful people, I would say almost all successful people, understand that failure is part of success. And you can either fail yourself by trying things on your own without any knowledge or expertise, or you can actually learn from people who've already failed and follow what they tell you not to do. And so we have a variety of different failures. There's over 50 different types of failures that people want to avoid. Fear of failing is one, fear of succeeding and then receding back to our old results, fear of disappointing ourselves or other people. And we know from all the research that we will do more to avoid any real or perceived pain than we will to gain pleasure. So we tend to move away from what we don't want versus moving towards what we do want first.
Right. So basically that old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, it's because they're old and they've been through so much and they use that as an excuse. Based on neuroscience, has this saying been debunked? Is it ever too late for people to change their ways?
Absolutely not. There's some amazing new research around neuroplasticity. That's the brain's ability to create new neural patterns or connectivity. And that means you can change the way you think, you can change the way you respond to things, you can change your behaviors, you can release habits that are destructive or not serving you, you can create new habits. And the beautiful thing about the brain research today is we're starting to learn scientific methodologies, which means that they're repeatable and duplicatable by everybody. And that's really the fun part, is when you understand how to change, it makes change so much easier. And what most people don't understand is that there's a process for change. And that's really
right.
What we love to do at NeuroGym.
Yeah, I'm curious. I know when it comes about dreaming of a better life, most people have that part covered. We're all dreamers. It's the achieving those dreams where most of us encounter that roadblock you're talking about. Why are most people unable to reach the next level? Have you found, is it fear, laziness, negative self-image, all the above? Is there one that's public enemy number one?
I would say that the number one reason is going to be their beliefs. And there are two types of beliefs. There's surface beliefs saying, yeah, I believe I could achieve that. Yeah, I believe that I could do that. But when that belief is met with a deeper intrinsic belief of, well, I don't know how to, therefore, you know, I'm going to fail, so I'm not going to try, or I'm not good enough, or I don't really deserve to achieve it, we have a hidden self-image. And that hidden self-image is the secret image we have of ourselves and the results that we're going to achieve, whether it's our body weight and how we look, whether it's our income, whether it's the relationship we have. And we tend to recreate all of the same behavioral and emotional patterns that will keep us stuck in our current comfort zone. And the key is to understand that your past does not have to equal your future, and your present doesn't have to equal your future. And it all starts with altering your self-image of how you really see yourself living and being in your life.
So basically, get a piece of duct tape, put it on the rearview mirror. Stop looking at that. Just keep focused ahead.
Absolutely. When you look in the rearview mirror, you tend to recreate what you've already created. And so the key is to really teach yourself to create a new, more empowering, exciting vision of a better.
That's great stuff. You know, I'll never forget when I first watched The Secret. Truly, the most astounding part of the movie was your vision board story. You know, through the law of attraction, you eventually lived in the exact house you posted on the board. I'm curious, can people use this technology now on laptops or cell phones, or does the cork board still work best?
Absolutely. I have a board in my home gym over here where I have a picture of my body. And what I think is really important for people to understand is recall the process of writing down and or creating images for what it is you want to create, cognitive priming. And cognitive priming is simply the process of priming your brain every day, once or twice or three times, to help you focus on what it is you do want to achieve. Along with any images, what you want to do is say, okay, what are one or two things that I could do to move towards that? So I don't mind people hoping and praying for a better future, but I also want them to take action towards it, so not to sit there like a monk that is waiting for something to happen.
Right. That's great stuff. I want to make sure we get to this phrase you coined. I love it. It's called inner size. We know what exercise is. Tell us, what is inner size?
Inner size is the process of training your brain to focus on the thoughts that you want, the emotions that you want, and the behaviors that you want, and no differently than maybe going to the gym and walking a little bit faster. You
right.
strengthen your muscles. You strengthen your own brain by focusing on the thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that will help you achieve your goals and dreams.
So it's just activating those brain frequencies, just like we would activate our muscle and the biceps. It's just, it's, you know, the brain is the key to everything, and a lot of us don't realize that.
And focus is something that you can learn. Paying attention is something you can learn. Unfortunately, in our society right now, we're so ADD in our own behaviors with emails, texts, so many different things. So, absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing such great information. And for more information on John Assaraf or his NeuroGym, you can go to myneurogym.com. That's myneurogym.com. You can follow him on Twitter at John Assaraf. And for our daily health tweets, you can follow us at Dr. David Friedman. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And we have more with John Assaraf after this short break. So remember to stay tuned and stay well.